This is a lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. An elderly man drowns in an irrigation pond in St. John. Government extends the VAT ease on electricity bills for another 6 months. Gusty winds and heavy showers possible in Barbados tomorrow from Tropical Storm Tammy. All top executives of the Barbados Labour Party being returned to office unopposed. This announced as the party outlines plans for their month-end annual conference. And the World Health Organization warns of a humanitarian crisis in Gaza spiraling out of control. Good afternoon, I am Tanisha Rokyo. The details to the news just ahead. A man has drowned in an irrigation pond in St. John. Starcom Network News understands that efforts were underway to try to retrieve the body of a 70-year-old man who slipped and fell into the pond at Guinea Plantation at about 20 minutes to 11 this morning. The man is said to be a worker at the plantation who was trying to retrieve water from the pond using a bucket when the mishap occurred. Residential electricity customers in Barbados are reportedly to continue to get an ease on the VAT paid on bills from the Barbados Light and Power Company. Lauriane Graham-Carter reports.
In August of last year, the government announced a reduction in VAT for domestic customers from 17.5% to 7.5%. That agreement was initially in effect until the end of September this year. Starcom Network News understands the VAT ease is being extended for another 6 months until March next year, although no official announcement has as yet been made. The previous uncertainty about the status of the VAT reduction apparently caused a delay in the issuing of this month's electricity bill as the company awaited word from government. The statement from the Barbados Light and Power Company on their social media page states that there has been a delay in the issuing of bills for this month as the company was awaiting direction from the government regarding the VAT rates for electricity bills starting October 2023. Lurian Graham-Carter reporting for Starcom Network News.
A tropical storm watch remains in effect for Barbados as Tropical Storm Tammy continues to move towards the Eastern Caribbean. Meteorologist Andrew Daniel from the Barbados Meteorological Services says Barbados is expected to be impacted by Tropical Storm Tammy tomorrow.
Maximum sustained winds remain near 60 miles per hour. The current movement is west-northwestward at 15 miles per hour, 24 kilometers an hour, with a minimum central pressure of 1,003 millibars. Marine conditions are forecast to deteriorate from Thursday night with moderate to rough swells of 2.5 to 3.5 meters, 8 feet to 11 feet in open water. As a result, a small craft warning and high surf advisory is in effect for Barbados. On its current track, the system is projected to pass approximately 130 miles north of the island on Friday afternoon. Occasional gusty winds and moderate to heavy showers associated with feeder bands are possible Friday afternoon into Saturday morning. Its rainfall accumulations around 2 to 4 inches with isolated higher amounts.
Meteorologist Andrew Daniel. And as Barbados braces for the impact of Tropical Storm Tammy, some members of the public are starting their preparations, though there appears to be no heavy rush to stores. At Carter's Stores Marketing Manager Director, Brian Hurley, says there's no big crowd at the moment as customers had stocked up for a previous system.
We are fully stocked up and prepared. All our retail stores are in preparation for if there is a rush for items, but we have not seen any movement on that as yet. But all I can tell you is that we are prepared. So we have everything that our customers may require. And if there is a turnaround or a large movement of people towards that sort of inventory, we'll be ready to serve them. Whether or not that is going to happen this evening or tomorrow morning, it really is hard to say.
That's Carter's Stores Marketing Director, Brian Hurley. Meantime, Marketing Officer at Coyman Hardware, Charlene Mullen, reports a steady stream of customers for the approaching system.
We have seen some persons coming in to purchase a few items, as is usually the norm when a storm is coming up. But what we did this year is that we made sure to help Bajans prepare from day one. So from the day that hurricane season started, we've done special promotions on essential items. We've had seminars with persons coming in speaking about things that Bajans needed to do to prepare in advance. So we've been helping Bajans to prepare all along hurricane season. So while we have seen some purchases happening, we've had people coming in all throughout the seasonal period to prepare in case something would have happened.
Marketing officer at Coleman's Hardware, Charlene Mullen, in the lunchtime edition of The Latest. The ruling Barbados Labour Party holds its annual conference at month end, with Chief Executive Officer Senator Patricia Parris announcing that all of the executives are being returned to office. She was speaking this morning at a news briefing to announce plans for the conference. Senator Parris explained why elections are not needed.
We have 30 constituency branches across Barbados. There is a process that is in existence where the branches are allowed to nominate persons, officers, as they see fit. They nominated the officers that I called unopposed. We believe in democracy, so no branch was stifled. It is a very democratic process. We don't do any canvassing. Persons just approach the officers if they want to nominate them. Form must be signed by the proposer, and it must be seconded. So it is nothing hanky-panky, and we embrace our members and we work together.
Senator Parris outlined the details of the annual conference.
The 84th annual conference starts at 8 p.m. on Friday, October 27th, with an awards ceremony. On the Saturday, the conference continues, that is on day two. Our delegation of approximately 1,100 delegates will use the morning session to conduct the party's business. I am happy to report that included in our overseas delegation will be delegates from our recently formed Toronto branch. The highlight on the Saturday is the address by the Prime Minister. Members of the public are welcome to attend. We start our final day with worship.
That's Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Labour Party, Senator Patricia Parris. The World Health Organization says the humanitarian crisis in Gaza is spiraling out of control. Meantime, Egypt has agreed to allow aid trucks into the isolated enclave. U.S. President Biden has secured an agreement with Egypt to allow up to 20 lorries to enter the territory. Hundreds of vehicles carrying aid are waiting to be allowed into Gaza to bring in vital supplies. Aid agencies are warning that far more will be needed, with the UN humanitarian chief Martin Griffiths saying that about 100 lorries a day will be required. Recapping the headlines, an elderly man drowns in an irrigation pond in St. John. Government extends the VAT ease on electricity bills for another 6 months. Gusty winds and heavy showers possible in Barbados tomorrow from Tropical Storm Tammy. All top executives of the Barbados Labour Party being returned to office on the post. This announced as the party outlines plans for their month-end annual conference. And the World Health Organization warns of a humanitarian crisis in Gaza spiraling out of control. And that was the lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I am Tanisha Rokyo. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook. Now,